Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 and good afternoon or good evening, should I say, people of God. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks broadcast. We want to give a shout out to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We just celebrate His birth, and it's just an awesome time, an awesome season. I want to thank our sponsor, the Glow Cope, the Glow Network with Savonia McCoy. We just want to thank God for an awesome time and you guys joining in on the line today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen and amen. We want to thank you guys again for joining in on the line today. Our topic today is wrapping it up in 2015. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and open up in prayer because we need the Lord to cover the airways and give us some wisdom and understanding and some revelation knowledge of what we hear on today that's coming from His voice, that's coming from the mouth, the vessel that He would be downloading today. So, Father God, we thank You for this awesome time that You have allowed us to come together. We thank You for this radio broadcast, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus that every caller on the line today will be inspired and encouraged and ready to wrap it up in 2015. Wrap it up those things that You have told us to get rid of so we can move on ready, willing, able, and obedient. Be walking in 2016. Father, we bless Your name and we thank You. Holy Ghost, You are welcome. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a fabulous, fabulous day it is. Again, this is Prophetess Carolyn on the line with His Heart Speaks radio broadcast. Our topic today, wrapping it up in 2015, is a very important topic. You know, I was sharing today on my Periscope. The Lord had given me a word, and what He was saying is that, you know, in 2014, we were getting rid of some things, and we were expecting great things to happen. We were shouting, year jubilee. We were shouting great expectations. We were shouting, this is my year, and we did the same thing in 2013. We did the same thing in 2012. You kind of get the picture where I'm going with that, right? So now it is 2015, and we still saying the same thing. But what God has said is that in order for us to really wrap some things up in 2015, in order to go into 2016, we need to go back and reevaluate some things. Now, some of the things that He told us to let go of in 2015, we need to be really adamant about letting those things go. If He's told us to move in different regions, if He told us to move ministries, I mean, and He does that, because when your time's up there, your time's up. Hey, come on, let's be real. You know, when He tells us that we need to step out and become more involved in our communities, more involved in our country and our nation, more involved in government and school officials, whatever He tells us to become more involved in, we need to do that. If He has told us to do that in 2015 and we have not done that, how do we think we are possibly going to jump over into 2016 talking about it's my year? I hear people saying that, it's my year, when really we know, if we be honest with ourselves, and that's the whole thing, be honest with God and be honest with ourselves. Have we really done what God has told us to do in 2015. The Bible talks about pouring old wine into new wineskins. Listen, do not go into 2016 thinking that you're going to pour some old wine into some new wineskin that God has prepared for you. We need to go ahead and wrap up that stuff in 2015 that God has told us to wrap up. We need to let some things go. That's one of our issues sometimes as people of God. It's hard for us to let some things go. It's hard for us to let some people go. It's hard for us to let some bad habits go. It's hard for us to forgive and to love people beyond, love them agape style like Jesus loves us. But as believers, we know that we have a Savior who gives us the strength, who gives us wisdom and guidance to do the things that we need to do. And so I encourage you, as we move forward in 2016, before we get there, let's go back and take a look at the blueprint. Take a look at the Word of God. Take a look at the things that He has told us to do 365 days to go. Not quite 365 because the year is not in yet, but almost there, almost there. And so you still have some time, people of God. We still have some time to go back and evaluate some things. I hear some people say, you know, I'm going to lose some weight. Yes, I'm going to lose some weight in 2016. But we've been talking about doing that since 2010. That's 5 years ago. Now, listen, I'm all about it. I'm on this weight loss challenge myself, guys, not for anybody else but for me. But my point is this. When we talk about some things that we really want to do, we first have to do the work. We first have to invest and what it is that we're trying to do. If we're talking about losing weight, then we need to start eating properly. If we're talking about losing a few pounds, we need to get a little exercise in. I mean, we just have to basically do the work. If we're talking about growing in the things that God has given us charge over, if we're talking about growing, period, as believers, as people of God, then what do we need to do? First of all, we need to welcome the Holy Spirit in so that as we read, we get some understanding. We get some revelation knowledge of his word because we know we don't get any understanding on our own. That comes through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And so if we expect to grow in 2016, we need to do some things that we might not have done or, you know, lacked in, you know, kind of slipped and got, you know, kind of slow and sleeping doing in 2015. What could that possibly be? Well, let's take a look. You know, are we studying the Word of God the way that he wants us to study it? Are we spending time with the Lord, or are we just getting a quick hello, Jesus, and a bye, hello, Jesus, and a quick hello, help me, Lord, and, you know, and a quick thank you, Lord? Or are we just really spending some time with the Lord to the point that, you know, we're not just doing all the talking, but we're listening to what's on his heart. We're listening to his instructions. We're listening to what he's telling us to do, where to go and what to say and how to do certain things in our lives and how to do certain things that he has given us charge over. Are we taking time out in our prayer life and just, you know, praying the word of God back to him, giving his word back to him? You know, God honors his word. You know, he is not going to shame himself. And so we know he's not going to shame us. He honors his word. And so when he put his word out there, you can best believe, we can best believe that it is going to come to pass. It is going to happen. So when we're spending time in prayer with God in 2016, if we haven't spent time with him in 15, then we need to make a point to spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ, spend time listening to the Holy Spirit, and then after we get the instructions, implement it. You know, most of the time we go into prayer and we're so busy talking that we miss what God is saying because we don't shut our mouth and we don't hear what he's saying, and we just talking. Lord, give me, give me, give me. Lord, do this. Lord, fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. And he's trying to give us instructions, but we're still running our mouth. And so listen, if we're, you know, let's go into 2016 with a bang. Let's go into 2016 ready and willing to do what God has called us to do. You know, if you're, you know, I hear in over past the 2 years, this year of 2015, I've been praying with several people about new jobs and different employment, you know, different things like that. And so what we have to understand is that the job is not going to fall out the tree. It's not going to fall out the sky. We really have to look for it. If you want it, and if God has it for you, then you're going to get it. But there are some things that we have to do. We have to get on the computer, you know, get our resume fixed up, you know, professionally, get it professionally done. And you can do it yourself. You don't have to always pay somebody to do it. You can do it yourself. It's just it goes back to what we are willing to put in it. You know, we're not willing to invest in ourselves, you know, to better ourselves, to help better ourselves, then we can't get mad at other people when they don't take the time to invest in us. Come on, somebody. And so listen, you know, if we're looking for jobs in 2016, if we didn't take the time to build up our resume in 2015 and actually go out and look for the jobs and, you know, get ourselves professionally dressed and, you know, looking clean, shaven, nice shaven, hair done, and, you know, just looking professional. We're not going out there with our pants hanging down or our skirts too short, you know, but we're taking care of business and we're going out there looking like we actually want a decent job. Then, hey, if we haven't done that in 2015, you're still asking God for a job, then now is the time for you to get on your game. Now is the time for you to get it together. Yeah, now is the time for you to stop playing around and go ahead and get yourself together. So as 2016 rolls in, you are ready from top to bottom, from head to toe. You are ready to go to that interview and just, you know, come out that thing knowing that you got that job, not just any job, but the job that you asked God for and the job that God opened doors for. Amen. So I want to encourage you as you are stepping out on faith going into the 2016. What are some of the, you know, what? Just don't give up. Don't lose hope. Keep on pressing on. Keep on pressing on in the Lord. Keep on trusting God. Some things that we deal with, unforgiveness, you know, unforgiveness is a thing, you know, that really hinders us. It hinders us. It hinders our prayers, and we need God to answer some prayers. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We need the Lord to answer some prayers, some things that we've been praying about, and we are expecting God to do what he said he's going to do. Now, if we're expecting God to do what he said he's going to do, then we need to be doing what we're supposed to do. We're not just praying for ourselves and not just our breakthrough. We need to be praying for other people's breakthrough too. You know, as I'm hearing people's conversation and hear them talking, and, you know, I hear about my breakthrough is coming. It's my year of Jubilee, you know, blah, 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 and all this good stuff. Well, let's start rejoicing in other people's breakthrough. You know, it's so selfish. We're so selfish sometimes, and we get to the point where we start thinking about me, and mine. You know, let's learn how to rejoice when other people get their breakthrough. And so as you hear other people talking about, you know, their great expectations that they, you know, have for 2016, the things that God is doing in their life, let's go ahead and learn how to rejoice with them. Let's go ahead and learn how to laugh with them, and let's go ahead and learn how to shout with them, because, you know, when we get those prayers answers from God, boy, we can shout the church down, we can shout the house down, wherever we at, we can shout it down when we get that breakthrough. And so why not give a shout, you know, to the Lord, thanking him for the breakthrough of others, thanking him for the doors that he has opened for others. And so with that said, let's go ahead and wrap up that spirit of jealousy. You know, don't walk into 2016 with that same old jealous spirit that we had in 2015. We don't like to see our brothers and sisters move forward in God. That is not of God. That is not a Christian type love, and that is not, you know, what God expects of us. What's on his heart is that we can love our brothers and sisters as he loves us. We can encourage them as he continues to encourage us. We can rejoice with them as he rejoices with us. And so if you have a jealous spirit, don't take that thing into 2016. Why? Because your prayer is going to be held up. They're not going to get no higher than the ceiling. And so you might want to start all over again and go back to repentance and ask the Lord, Lord, take this thing from me, because I know I can't go any further if I'm walking in jealousy. If you walk in unforgiveness, if you walk in that conditional love, catch it now, catch it now, catch it now. I said conditional love. You know, we walk in conditional love, and to help you understand where I'm coming from, when people walk, when we as a people walk in conditional love, that means we love you when it's convenient for us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah, that means we're loving you when it's convenient for us. We're loving you as long as you can do something for me. We're loving you as long as you're there when I need you. That's not agape type of love. Agape type of love is I'm going to love you in any situation. I'm going to love you unconditionally. And so if we have walked in that conditional love in 2015, let's go ahead and go back and repent. Lay it all before the Lord. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask him to give us a heart of love, a true heart of love, where we can love agape style, where we can love people where they at, who they are, and not try to change them. You know, God is the change agent. We're just the vessels. We are change agents in the earth, but God is the change agent in heaven. And what he did, what he does is he appoint us as his people to walk among the earth, to be change agents, vessels in the earth. And what we do is we let the light of Jesus Christ shine in and through us so that people will be changed, people will be saved just by an encounter with Jesus. You know, they can have an encounter with Jesus just by having a conversation with you. You know how? Because when they see the anointing of God on your life, when they see the glory of God on your life, and you begin to love on them and begin to have grace for them and begin to have mercy for them, you know, those are the characteristic traits of God. That's what God displays to us. And so when we begin to carry those things in us as well, it begins to overflow. It begins to spill over. And the more it spills over and the more it overflows, it reaches the heart of other people who may have turned away, or the other people who may have been hurt, the other people who may have been used and abused, you know. And it spills over, and they begin to see that there's a man called Jesus. There is a Savior, there is a Redeemer, there is a healer, a deliverer, and his name is Jesus, and they see him in us. And they begin to ask questions. They begin to want to know about Jesus. And so, yeah, as we begin to go into this new year, let's do it with expectations. Let's do it with the character traits of God so that it can be a bright light inside of us that shines brightly that will do what? It's going to reach souls. It can't help but reach souls because the glory of God is so bright and it shines so bright in us as his vessels when we allow him to use him. And who gets the glory? Nobody but God. It's not our glory. Nobody but God. Wrapping it up in 2015, what else is it that we can possibly be walking in or may have dealt with in 2015? Maybe you have dealt with some discouragement. First of all, if God, you know, you don't need to be around negative people. I'm just going to keep it real and tell it like it is. Keep it plain and simple. We don't need to be around negative people because negative people sometimes, you know, what happens if you're around them, you begin to pick up that spirit. Let me help you out. Yes, spirits does attach themselves. Spirit, let's say it again. Spirits does attach themselves. If you are around people all the time who are just constantly talking negative, you know, they can never say nothing positive out of their mouth. They're always complaining about something. Nothing is never right. And, you know, I mean, they always got to complain with the leader. They always got to complain with the song. They always got to complain with the dress attire. They always got to complain, blah, 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 blah. Become just complaining about everything. You need to find you some more people to hang around. You need to find you some more people to invest your time in because that is definitely not of God. You don't want to be like the Israelites stuck in the desert for 40 years just because you've been complaining, so you done missed your blessing. And so in 2015, if you found yourself in the company of negative people all the time, you know, hey, you better learn how to tell them, I love you, but I got to go. See, yes, you're going to have to be bold in this season. Why? Because in 2016, we've already said it's going to be a great year. We've already said we are walking in 2016 with expectancy. We've already said 2016 is my year. If we're speaking those things, then we can't take old stuff, old behaviors, old mindset, old attitude into 2016. It just won't work. It will not work. And so it basically comes back to us. What is it that we are trying to wrap up? I'm not talking about a gift wrap that you wrap up and put a nice little bow on it and make it all pretty looking. Because if it's time for us to get rid of some stuff and it's been holding us back, especially if it's got something to do with obedience, listen, it ain't pretty at all. Obedience ain't nothing pretty about disobedience at all. Obedience is the way to go. There ain't nothing pretty about being disobedient and rebellion. And so if we have been walking in rebellion and disobedience in this year of 2015, we need to shake a leg and ask the Lord to, hey, God, would be with your word. Do what you need to do, but show me how to walk in obedience. Show me how to do the things that you call me to do. Knock off that spirit of rebellion. You don't want to be rebellious towards God. And sometimes I think we get it twisted, you know, when we don't start doing the things that we know the right thing is to do. We think, you know, we may be hurting each other. We're not hurting each other. We're actually hurting God. And so as we go into 2016, what is it that God wants you to get rid of in 2015? Who are some of the people we need you to get rid of? What are some of the places we need to stop going? What are some of the stuff we need to stop watching? My gosh. So what I would advise you to do, if you haven't written down a list, sometimes, you know, we are visual people. I know me sometimes, a lot of times, I like to write things down. It's always good to journal. It really is. I want to encourage you, if you're not a journal, if you don't journal, get you a journal and start journaling in 2016. It's an awesome thing where you can go into a next year, a new year, and then you go back and look at what it is you have journaled the year before. You can see your growth. But if you don't like to journal, start journaling. You don't have to write a whole book in a day, but start journaling, you know, some of the things that you know, expecting God to do in 2016. And then as you journal, write down the things that you've done to make it happen. Yeah, write down some of the things you've implemented. Write down some of the things that you put into action. I promise you, when you do the will of God, he's going to bring it all together. He's going to make it all work out. All you have to do is be obedient. So as I was saying before, what you know, you might want to just write some things down. some things you might want to get rid of, you want to leave behind in 2015. So, you know, it may not work for you, but it might work for somebody else, you know, if they're a visual type person. You know, write it down, you know, and if you need to write a little footnote beside it, you know, I need to get rid of this because, I need to get rid of that because, I need to do more of this because, you know, just write that thing down. That's between you and God, you know. As 2016 comes in, you don't have to hold on to it. You can throw it away. Whatever you need to do, tear it up, throw it away. You don't need to hold on to it because, again, we're not taking any baggage. No baggage. We say no to baggage. We're not hanging on. We are not Erica Badu. We are not the bag lady. Praise the Lord. We are children of God, and whatever baggage that's trying to walk with us in 2016 that we know God told us not to walk, that told us couldn't go, we going to keep it moving and leave it right on behind us. When it comes to getting rid of people, as I said before, it's not that we don't love. You got to love people, but everybody can't go where God is taking you. And if you try to take everybody go where God is taking you, you're gonna find yourself walking in rebellion or walking in disobedience because of the simple fact, you know, God's going to give you some instructions. And so if you try to fill your boat up for everybody to sail on the river with you, sail on the sea with you, all your friends and all your family and all those, you know, when God said, no, don't take that person, don't take this person, just know that everybody that God has appointed with you, to you for your journey, he has done it for a reason. And so let us we can't get in ourselves and, oh, I'm going to take this person because I like them. It has nothing to do with you liking them. You love them all you want to. It has nothing to do with who we like. It's about our mission that we're on. We're on a mission. We're on a journey. We're on a mission for the Lord. And so, therefore, because we are on a mission for the Lord in this new year coming up, we have got to have our ears open, in tune to the Spirit of God, asking God, what is on your heart? What is it that you want me to do? So we have a few more days left in the month, I believe. And so, yeah, so we have some time to reevaluate some things. We have some time to seek counsel from the Holy Spirit and ask him, God, what do I need to let go of? God, what do I show me, Jesus? What is it that I need to hold on to? What is it that I need to let go of? Who do I need to let go of? You know, what groups, what committees, what functions do I need to let go of? You know, some of us are in 50,000 committees, 50,000 organizations, and we know we are only one person. There is no way we can be a part of everything that goes on if we are in all of those organizations. We need to ask God, God, is this something that you want me to be a part of? And know that whatever God wants us to be a part of, there's a purpose to it. But we have to be careful not to add on a lot of stuff in 2016. This last year, I've had to remove some things and remove some people. You know, no bad feelings, no hard feelings. It's just that what God is doing, you know, I need some people that's going to be on my team that I know if I'm working hard at this thing, you working hard too. If I'm bringing something to the table, you bringing something to the table too. So if you got people in your camp and you're always the one bringing something to the table and they never have anything to bring to the table about the mission, about the event, or whatever it is that's going on, I mean, if they never have anything, it's just gimme, 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 see me, see me, see me, then you really need to look at that, you know what I mean? Because a team means team. That's what it is, a team, a group of people who work together, who come together. So as you go into this new year, whatever God has you charge over, make sure that your team, you guys are on the same page. Make sure that you don't left some things behind and you are not taking anything old into this new season, to this new journey of life of 2016 that we are going in, because life is a journey. That's what it is. It's another journey. And it's all about how we receive that journey. It's all about how we journey on that journey. What is our attitude and our actions while we are taking that journey? And so get your big old box. Just get you a big old box and throw some things in there. You might need to clean out the closet. You might need to clean out the wardrobe. You might need to get rid of some stuff to make some room for some new stuff. I don't know. Whatever God told you to do, whatever he told you to get rid of, same as myself, let's go ahead and be obedient, because we know that God always has a plan. Amen? We know that God always, not sometimes, but God always has a plan. And everything that he does is always perfect. Everything that he does is always right. And, yes, everything he does is always on time. Why? Because he is an on-time God. Amen? So I want to thank you guys for joining in on the line on our last call for 2015. It has been an awesome time sharing with you guys what is on the heart of God. We will be back in 2016, which is next Monday, not far. We will be back then, sharing some things. So I believe we have a guest next Monday. I have to check my calendar. But we have a guest. We have some awesome guests coming up. I'm just going by what God tells me. I believe in reaching out to people, allowing them the opportunity to do different things, to share about their ministry. The same way that God, you know, did with me. He placed me in a path of some awesome men and women of God who helped me, you know, kind of get out there, you know, who helped me begin, like, you know, broadcast, for instance, you know, becoming a host of the radio station, you know. He gave me the opportunity to do that. He put me in the path of people who help promote my book and my ministry. We know God is the promoter. Yes, we know that. But he always uses other people to help us in these ventures, in these journeys that he has for us. And so I believe in giving back the way that God has gave me as he gives me the instructions to do so. So, again, this is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio broadcast. I thank you guys for joining in on the line. And we give God glory for you. I pray that you have a blessed and remainder of the day. And don't forget, invite others same time every Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys be blessed, and we love you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, I'm working on my not talking so fast thing. Really?